CQ. This is K4HNR calling CQ to the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Your net control tonight is K4HNR. My name is Connor, and my location is Greenville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276 at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. And before we get started, are there any announcements, bulletins, or formal traffic for the net? If so, please call K4HNR or Net Control. Now begin the roll call. I just mowed the grass not too long ago, earlier this evening, and God, these allergies are getting to me, so sorry if I sound a little off or if I've got a unkey to sneeze here. We're working through it, but let's now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in tonight in your proper alphabetical group, and as you check in, please give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And before we get to the RF check-in, let's go ahead and welcome those who have used the pre-net check-in function on the repeater, and then we'll stop by and see who's over on EchoLink. First, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, N4UYB, that's Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia, KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath, KC4WGG, that's Patrick down in Rome, Georgia, KE4VGN, that's Richard in Greenville, KC4PIL, that's Douglas in Spring, Texas, AA4GH, that's Gus down in Punta Gorda, Florida, K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, K4RYL, that's Ryland in North Charleston, KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville, we've got KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock, NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville, and his wife Wendy, KE4DXJ, and we'd like to recognize WB4ZPH, that's David in Taylor's, KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Travers Rest, KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville, and then we've got KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, and his wife Linda, KG4QLQ. Then we'd like to recognize KI4ZET, that's Harry in Greenville, KR4AAZ, that is Andrew in Greer, and let's see, KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. We've got one more tonight, that's KO4WTQ, that is Greg over in Greer. We appreciate everyone using the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Looks like we'll have to come back and see if anyone's on EchoLink this evening, but all right, well, with tonight being a Saturday night, let's go ahead and get started with the Alpha through Delta group. If the suffix of your call begins with Alpha through Delta, A through D, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. King Connor, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wear Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you, and all on the net.
Denar. Hunter, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
WUD4, DYH, Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny, Travers Rest. No traffic, no roundtable. Thanks for calling the net. Hope everyone had a wonderful day and a good evening.
Check in KR4DBR. Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. This is Bo and Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We got a good group to check in here starting off tonight. First, we'd like to welcome KK4DMW. That's Rick in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And via telephone relay, their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, down in Wear Shoals. Appreciate you stopping by and bringing by the whole family, Rick. Hope you guys are having a good weekend. Then we'd like to welcome KF4DOS. That's Mr. Gary, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home over in Easley. Good to hear from you tonight. Gary, hope you and Miss Joy are having a good Saturday and have a good rest of your weekend. And then we'd like to welcome WD4DYH, and that's Mr. Johnny over in Traveler's Rest. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Johnny. And then we'd like to recognize KR4DBR, that's Bo over in Easley. Good to hear from you tonight, Bo. Hope you're having a good one. Now let's try one more time for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call K4HNR or net control.
K4HNR. Good evening. Please check in KF4BVJ, Kilo Fox 4, Bravo VGN. Carrier Mobile NTR. Thank you.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Let me make sure I got your call sign tonight right. Was that KN4BVJ? That's Kilo November 4, Bravo Victor, Juliet, Gary, and Traveler's Rest.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, KF4.
F4BVJ. All right, Gary, appreciate it. Thanks for coming back to me. And you're mobile over in TR. Hope you're safe out there tonight. And let's move on to the next alphabetical group. That's the Echo through Hotel group. If the suffix of your call begins with E through H, please call K4HNR or net control.
K4HNR. Hunter and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. Miss Patrick, I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Connor, but thank you for calling the net, sir.
Net control. November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC. Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
HNR. Hunter, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and I will be negative tonight. And I had to mow my grass today too, Connor, so I guess spring's around the corner.
Net control, please check in out of turn Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, landing via Echo Link. Traveler's Rest, in and out.
For HNR with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And first, we'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. That's our Sunday night net controller. Hope you're doing well tonight. Patrick, good to hear from you. Hope you have a good rest of your weekend. And then we'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Mr. Warren over in Taylor's. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Warren. Then we'd like to welcome KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry up in Candler. And yes, sir, you're right, spring's right around the corner. I heard a lot of lawn mowers fire up, sputtering a little bit, firing up for the first time in a long time today. So it's about that time of year. Hope you have a good rest of your weekend, Harry. And then we'd like to welcome via Echo Link, that's KG4WNP, Mr. Landon over in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us tonight, Landon. Hope you have a good rest of your weekend. And one more time for the Echo through Hotel group, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or net control. On to the next alphabetical group tonight. That's the Indian. If your call begins with India through Lima, I through L, please call K4HNR or net control.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Say safety threes for each one of you.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you so much for calling the net. Hope you have a good weekend. Good weekend to all on the net. No traffic, no time.
Sure. Connor, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. And I'll be negative and negative.
4HNR. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody, have a good night. 7-3.
HNR. Mount KR4, Kilo Echo Foxtrot. Scott in Simpsonville. Thanks so much.
KGNR. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, India Uniform Bravo, KR4, IUB. My name is Lenny, and I'm in Easley, and I need to mow my grass tomorrow. Thank you.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Got a good little group here to check in for the India through Lima group. First, we'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up on that mountain in Tuxedo. Sounding good tonight, James. Hope you have a good rest of your weekend. And then we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. You're also sounding good from up in Fletcher. Sid, thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. And then we'd like to recognize KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Good to hear from you tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And then we have KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home over in Greer. Good to hear from you tonight, Larry. Hope you and Miss Donna are having a good start to your weekend so far. And then we'd like to welcome KR4KEF, and that's Mr. Scott down in Simpsonville. Thanks for stopping by and checking with us tonight, Scott. Hope you are doing well. And then we have KR4IUB, and that's Mr. Lenny over in Easley. Good luck mowing your lawn tomorrow, Lenny. You might want to put on a bandana or something. It's pretty brutal. It sure surprised me today. I didn't think it'd be this bad, but it's here already. So good luck tomorrow. All right, let's try one more time for the India through Lima group. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or Net Control. Make our way down to the Mike through Papa group. If the suffix of your call sign begins with Mike through Papa, M through P, please call K4HNR or Net Control. Send out a search party for that group here later, but before we move on to the next group, let's take a pause here and let any EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR, Connor, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa, Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen and Greenwood, good even to yourself and the net. Negative and negative.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we would like to recognize KA4PQA as Mr. Stephen over in Greenwood. Good to hear from you tonight, Stephen. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, and hope you have a good rest of your weekend. All right, let's move on to the next alphabetical group, the Quebec through Tango group. If the suffix of your call begins with Q through T, Quebec through Tango, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. Good evening, Connor. Thank you for calling the net. You're sounding good. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative, sir.
HNR. Hey, Connor, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris. Sounding good.
HNR. Would you please check in Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo X-Ray? That's W4SBX. The name here is Brad in Simpsonville. And I'll be negative and negative.
HNR. Connor, please check in November 4, Tango Lima Papa, N4TLP. Terry, Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening.
HNR. N2SWJ, this is Scott. I'm down in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
K4HNR, please check in. Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in Ellenborough. Thank you for calling the net. I'll be negative and negative. Have a great remainder of the weekend.
K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we would like to recognize N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over in Greer. Good to hear from you tonight, Tom. Hope you are doing well. And then we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, and that's Mr. Chris over in Liberty. Good to hear from you tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well and have a good rest of your weekend. Next, we'd like to welcome W4SBX, and that is Brad down in Simpsonville. Good to hear from you tonight, Brad. Hope you're doing well. Then we'd like to welcome N4TLP, and that's Mr. Terry over in Moore. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, Terry. Then we'd like to welcome N2SWJ, and that is Scott over in Greer. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Scott. And last, we'd like to recognize KK4SMV, and that's Dale over in Ellenborough. Good to hear from you tonight, Dale. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend. And let's try one more time for the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or net control. Time to move on to the patient group for a Saturday night, and that is the Uniform through Zulu group. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or net control.
K4HNR. Connor, good evening. Nice to hear you calling the net. And I haven't spoken with you all week. I hope you've had a good one. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table tonight, Connor. Please give our love to Gabrielle and you, of course.
Cool. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU. Allen. I'm in Richburg, South Carolina. No traffic, no comment, in and out.
Connor. Everybody on the net, could you please check in? KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint and Honeypot, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Got a good little group here for the end of the alphabet. First, we'd like to welcome my father-in-law, Shane, N4ZLK, over in Cleveland. Yeah, Shane, it's been a long week. I feel like, yeah, I haven't talked to you either. If this tells you anything about how my week's been, I seriously, I had to sit here and wait for you to spell out your call sign. I couldn't even think about it. My brain is so fried. It's been such a long week and a long day, too. But I'm sure we'll see you probably tomorrow at church, and we'll catch up here soon. But good to hear from you, and you got the door prize. Congratulations. So hope you have a good rest of your evening. And then we would like to recognize KQ4ZYU. That's Alan over in Richburg. Appreciate you stopping by and checking with us tonight, Alan. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4YOO, and that's Clint over in Honeypot. Thanks for checking with us tonight, Clint. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Now let's try one more time for the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call K4HNR or net control. Time we open it up for the whole alphabet. If anyone at all would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, just call K4HNR or net control.
Whisker 4, Mike, Whiskey, Yankee, that's KO4MWY. Please check me in, negative, negative. Good night.
Not quick, KO4MY, or I'm sorry, MWY. Could I get your name and location, please?
Just got off work myself. It's Larry in Simpsonville.
Larry over in Simpsonville. I appreciate it. Yep. I'm barely hanging on here as well. It's been a long day. But no problem, Larry. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And, all right, again, yep, the whole alphabet. If anyone would like to check in, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, just call K4HNR or Net Control. So I got everybody. Let me ask one more time. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Anyone at all, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just call K4HNR or net control. Turning in a little early tonight. Well, this is K4HNR now securing the formal portion of the net with a special thanks to everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may now do so. I don't have anyone up on the stump tonight, so looks like, let's see, tomorrow night, Mr. Patrick, that's KO4HKX, will be running the net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate all of you stopping by to check in with him. We're here every night at 9 p.m., so I would love to have you stop and check in with us tonight. So let me go ahead and pause here and send the net report. For HNR, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our special thanks to everyone for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73s, everybody. God bless, and good night.
RN4ZLK. Just checking on you. Are you okay?
I'm in there. Let me text you some of these pictures. We painted the bathrooms all day today. Oh, hold on. I got to include one here of Gabby Payton. yeah, did that all day today, and then I mowed. Man, mowing. I weed-eated and mowed, and that just zapped me. That took everything out of me. I sneezed probably a million times, and then took Samson on a good walk, and yeah, just feeling pretty tired. But yeah, it's been a long week, been really busy with work and everything, and it's just been one of those weeks, but we're getting through it.
I can't believe you would make her work like that painting, but anyway, and were you out of town all week? I knew you were gone first part, I think. Did you end up staying all week?
This week I ran to Charlotte at one point. It was, I think all my weeks are blurring together. Yeah, last week I went, wait, let me first back up. You know, I did not make her work at all. She wanted to. She did put all the blue paint, or all the blue tape everywhere she wanted, and then she painted the baseboards, and then did a little bit with the brush, like in the corners, and then I rolled all the rest of the paint, and you can see here, I think in this picture I sent you, she's up just dabbing some in a corner, but I was getting on to her. I was telling her not to do too much, and yeah, I think she'll regret it tomorrow. She'll probably be feeling it, but yeah, and then with work, yeah, last week I was in Virginia for a couple days and came back. Yeah, this week I just went to Charlotte for one day, and I've been trying to get caught up from being out of the office so much the last couple weeks.
The pictures now. Can't believe she painted the baseboards. Good for her. That's awesome. Well, I know you're excited, but are you redoing, like, all the house, all the bedrooms and everything too?
The last kind of things that we wanted to do, we wanted to paint just the two upstairs bathrooms for a while, and yeah, I think that's it. That's just kind of been on our list for a while, and it was just one of the things we wanted to get done before the baby comes. So yeah, she picked out the color for each of them, and yeah, I was surprised too. When she was down there painting them, I had to get some spots, like behind the toilet and some some hard to reach spots. She couldn't quite get everything, but she was pretty helpful. So yeah, she would come up and help tape for a little bit and then go down. She finished the macrame stuff for the bassinet. So now we just have to attach the base. So that's probably what we'll be doing tomorrow.
Beth mentioned that she had to start over at one point. I haven't talked to her. I don't know what's going on. I was under the weather a couple days and time's just getting away. I feel bad I haven't talked to her, but I know she and Beth have been talking. So that's good that she's got all that done. So that'll be fun, drilling all those holes. Let me know if you need the supports on the bottom, the cross members there. If you need new ones, let me know.
That will do. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, she undid most of it. She did the whole thing, put it all, like, did all the knots and everything, and had a big, intricate, like, diamond in the middle of the two long sides on both sides. So she didn't have to undo that, but she undid all the corners and the two short sides all the way back up to the top. It was, like, too wide, and it would have had to be pulled in too much to fit on the base piece of wood. So she undid all that and then kind of, like, tightened it in a little bit and made it so it's, you know, it'll fit around the perimeter of that base.
Working okay, right? The framing, everything's still good?
I think it's going to support the weight really well. Those dowels aren't even sagging at all. Like, the weight is distributed really, really well. I did a test one when on the previous iteration when it was a lot bigger. I got a piece of, like, MDF board and drilled a ton of, like, I don't know, a hole every inch, I think, around the whole perimeter, because we were trying to test, like, what it was going to look like and how many pieces of cord should be pulled through each hole. And so we did that, and it supported it, and, like, it supported the weight of that, and we even put, like, a little 5 or 10 pound weight in it, and yeah, it was holding up really well.
Good to hear. Because I'd be happy to fix it, but I'm glad it's working out. I was hoping it would. So, well, that's great. I hope we'll see you tomorrow. I know she has her ups and downs, so, but hopefully we'll see both of you tomorrow.
Yeah, I think, hopefully she'll get a good night's sleep tonight and be feeling good. But yeah, we want to make it tomorrow. We haven't been in a couple weeks, so we're trying to. We miss seeing everybody. And feel like I haven't seen you guys in forever. How's the deck coming along?
I was under the weather. Beth's been under the weather. Haven't done a lot to it. I just put the light, we ordered new lights, fixtures for, there was three light fixtures that needed to be replaced. And where we put that post over by the steps against the wall, the original light fixture wouldn't go back. And we found some that work, and they're newer, they're new, so they look nice. Put those up today. Just getting ready to, I think really what's next is getting all the supplies for the roof and getting it ready to go, and When we can get everybody together, we'll knock it out.
That sounds like a plan. Hey, are you planning on putting a ceiling fan or two underneath the new roof? Or have you thought about doing, like, can lights up, like, under the ceiling?
Cam lights?
Cam lights, like the ones shaped like a can?
Yeah, I don't know yet what are going to do. I'll have to run some new wiring from somewhere at that point, and I don't know if I'll do it myself or Beth had mentioned about a ceiling fan, but I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. We'll see how much room there really is going to be after we get the roof up there.
Yeah, that's a good point. That might not be much room for a spinning fan right there. You got some tall people in your family.
One of those fans they have there in the warehouses, you know, those big-ass fans.
You just need one then for sure. That'll cover that. The blades are probably span the width of the whole deck.
Conversion, that's for sure. Yeah, we'll do something, but it's going to be nice because every day I'm having to go out there and blow off leaves and pine needles and stuff with all the wind that's been blowing, and we're already talking about taking out a couple trees.
These are almost behind you. Thank goodness. Yeah, it'll be nice. The weather's finally starting to turn. It'll be probably a nice hot day when we finally put the roof on. Yeah, Seth, we've got our haircut on Friday. He was there at 3, and mine was at 3:30, and so our chairs were right next to each other. I don't know if he told you, the guy who was cutting his hair said he cut your hair earlier this week, and he heard all about the deck, and he asked us, he said, "Are you guys roofing that thing this weekend?" And we were like, "I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about us roofing it this weekend. I hope not."
I'm going to wait till I get all the supplies. I still got to pick up the roll of roofing material. Got to get that worked out with Seth. That TPO, whatever it is.
KI4LZI. Y'all was talking about that fan in the attic. Come July, August, September, that would feel real good in pulling that heat out.
So, Will, this is we're talking about on a fan on a deck, though. I'm going to put a little roof over a deck, a screened-in porch area, and have a fan out there at some point.
Yeah, I was thinking you was talking about the attic of the house, but either way, this house here once had something like that, and I wish my dad had put it back, but he didn't. But it does go in during that time to help a lot. Go ahead, Connor, yeah.
Appreciate it. Yep. Hey, good to hear from you. What was I saying? It'll be fun. Yeah, it'll be nice. I'm glad that the cold weather is behind us. It'll be probably a nice hot day. Nice when we get out there, but that'll be fun. I'm sure, I think Cody wants to help us. It'll be fun to hopefully get the sons and the son-in-laws to come work for a day.
I'm trying to get them to come work.
The sons-in-law.
And I'm not going to promise food because we don't have time for that.
That's right. We don't have time for it. I'll just have a pocket full of sunflower seeds. We'll be all right.
Some sandwiches. Yep. All right, let me let you go. I know you're ready to get off of here. And had a pretty good number for you're over by 920-something, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, counting myself, there was 12. Yeah, it really helped starting off with 23 already before you start the count. But, yeah, and I was surprised after going through the whole alphabet. Just had one person check in after that when I opened it up to everybody. That's pretty rare. Usually there's at least 10, I feel like.
If you go past 9:30, you get a few more. And, by the way, I don't think I can take the door prize from you. I think that'd be nepotism.
You know, it's funny how many times you have actually gotten the door prize. I'll have to... I mean, I feel like it's been enough to kind of raise an eyebrow, maybe 3 or 4 times, which is so odd. What are the odds of that?
To the check-in count, the internet and cell phones done what used to be in KI4LCI.
Yeah, counting them in here, we kind of start off sometimes with more than half of the people who actually check in. It's pretty wild, but Anyway, well, I'm going to hop off here. Yeah, Shane, good talking with you, and we'll hopefully see you tomorrow, and hope you have a good night rest, and yeah, glad y'all are getting feeling better, and we'll hopefully see you tomorrow. Good to talk with you. And 4ZLK, K4HNR, I'll be clear.
Yeah, I'm going to shut it down, too, and probably take a shower and go to bed. You and Gabrielle have a good night, and take care of that little one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Andy, have a good night, too. Good to hear you tonight. K4HNR in the group, and 4ZLK.
I'm just sitting here listening to y'all talk, and I mentioned that about that fan. Attic fan, it can... Well, you said one fanatic, but an attic fan can go a long ways in July, August, September. KI4LZI, clear.
For more check-ins.
Steve, you done messed him, it sounds like. KI4LZI.
You're roger, roger. K4XB, y'all have a good one, 7-3.
KI4LZI.